I will say, I won't mind getting some work done at this point in my life. Like, my eyes are starting to sag. We're like a little lift. You know, like here.
Ooh. I kind of want to. I need a lift. So I gotta like do the threading.
I still just want some boobs. That's all.
I want boobs too, but. I know how much you don't want to talk about this, but tomorrow is your birthday. Why are you so like upset about it? Or like, why are you so depressed about it?
Honestly, I'm 41. I feel like I haven't accomplished what I need to be accomplishing by now. I know I shouldn't be comparing myself to some kind of like stereotypical timeline of what we all should be doing. Everyone has a different path and their journey and the whole nine. I'll be honest with you, this is not what I thought I was going to be doing at 40 or 41. 41 is even worse. Like, I was like in it to win it in my 20s. Like, I was like, I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to go abroad. I'm going to freaking, like, I had a plan, and then it all got derailed, and then derailed more, and then I got married, and the kids came, and then the divorce came, and I'm just like, now it's like 2 steps forward and 10 steps back, and I'm still trying to make my way back up. So I don't never feel great about celebrating when I didn't have like a really celebratory year. I mean, I guess I look back and I had a great year in retrospect, but I'm just not, you know, I think I'm going through a midlife crisis, to be honest.
I think I've been going through a midlife crisis since I hit 30s.
Like, I'm like reevaluating myself on so many levels. And, you know, I got to ask my kids, we're like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And everyone's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, don't ask. And I forgot it was even my birthday. Like, it just snuck up on me.
All the years that I've known you, I think the one birthday party that you had was because your mom wanted you to have a birthday party. So
I know, then she invited like random friends of mine over, and I was like, what's happening? It's like a kid's birthday party.
You kept apologizing. You're like, I'm sorry, my mom wanted me to have a party.
Okay, so tomorrow my mom wants to cook me dinner. She's gonna make kaibi jjim and myeokguk. My kids will be there. He was gonna come, we'll eat dinner. But honestly, like, I must be getting old, because even like right after I got divorced, remember I come out to hang out with you, I'd be like thigh high boots and like,
yes,
my leather jacket, I'm like, let's go.
Oh.
I'm like, let's go.
Oh.
It's exhausting. And I also came to a point somewhere along the line as I got older where I was like, I don't need to be around people.
Uh-huh, I get it.
I'm okay with that. Like, I've got the few people who I, like, really want to see, and I will see them. And then everybody else is just background noise. Like, I don't need it in my life. I need quiet, and, like, I need to recoup.
You're turning 41 tomorrow.
You have to say 41, first of all. Let's just say, like, tomorrow's your birthday. We don't have to keep saying the number. Like, it's all right. You don't have to say it. Let's just leave it at it's your birthday.
Okay. If I was turning like 46, let's say, would I still go balls to the walls? I even consider, like, I'm already planning my 46th birthday. Like, I don't, yeah. I think it's just maybe because for me, it's like each day is a gift, right? And like each year is a major milestone, you know, like for me to live this life.
I totally agree with that. Like, life is a gift. Every year that we live is a gift. It's just we celebrate it in different ways, you know?
I feel like if I didn't celebrate my birthday the way that I do, I feel like I'd feel like hungover from a depression or something, because like I just didn't do anything. Because
you're like the queen of FOMO.
You're
the queen of FOMO. I do not have FOMO. If I miss out, I'd be like, oh, next time. You're like, ah.
Makes me kind of sad for you, but whatever.
Not at all. What camp are you in? Joanne's balls to the walls, or Esther's keep it calm and keep going on?
Let's wish Esther a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, love.
Love you, girl.